you're also the oldest man in
That's
Roosevelt.
Right. Okay, moving right along.
That reminds me now. Having
you
said
start on that, my mother, you're dead meat.
having said that, I just recall you haven't. You did not appoint the borough historian for the year.
Jill, would you like to be the borough historian? I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Sure. I move to appoint Michael as the borough historian.
Thank
for
you.
The year.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
But I did check before we moved on. I did check before we adjourned. Stacey?
Nothing tonight, Mayor. Thank you.
Nothing tonight, Mayor. Thank you.
Nothing tonight, Mom.
Well, I had a very interesting long conversation with Sam Canizzaro, our tax collector. So it turns out that every property in Roosevelt is up to date on their taxes, water, sewer. What's happening is that the banks are laying off many, many employees from their mortgage departments, and they're contracting out to these big companies. And the companies are, they do the collecting, and the banks are still receiving the money, but they just don't do their own work. They contract out to the companies, which is the case for many of the abandoned properties and foreclosed properties in Roosevelt. Now, what's happening is the companies do pay the taxes, but one positive aspect of this is that most of the taxes are paid late, so we are collecting the interest as well. It's additional money for us. Everything's paid, and we've received extra money because it's usually paid late, and we have the interest. So Sam is gathering all the names and the phone numbers of the property owners in town so that we can contact the banks, or if they're still the original owners, as far as moving on the properties, you know, as being able to get something, as far as getting them sold. But we are completely up to date on all the taxes.
Reminds me, I talked to John Marini last Tuesday about having, since we passed the abandoned property ordinance,
right,
and of course we brought him up to date on that. We went over a list of properties, and he's, and I put him in touch with Alan Malik so that Alan will be assisting him in implementing it. So hopefully we will be seeing some movement
some
soon
movement,
on that.
Yeah. And Sam said he would get me
right,
all the names of the banks.
Sure,
and a report.
Ms. Buddy?
I'm pleased that we have appointed R3M as our engineer for the utilities, and now that appointment has been adopted, I will start working with them. We have some urgent things that we need to start on immediately at the base of the water tower. We have that valve, which has a temporary fix at the moment, and we need to quickly work to rectify that situation, because that could threaten the water for the entire town. But I'm also really interested in working on looking at the options for our sewer facilities, our sewage treatment plant, and I feel that the R3M engineering really has the folks that we need to try to help us put things into a framework so that we can make an informed decision.
I met with them as well, with you, and they're very very knowledgeable and used to working with small systems as well as large systems, so I was impressed, and their prices were certainly in line with everybody else, so it was good.
That's it?
Okay.
Nothing else broke yet.
It's only the fourth
but
day
while,
of the year.
While we're all sitting in here, things could be breaking everywhere. Okay. Old business. The Roosevelt Gateway Redevelopment Plan Report of the Planning Board, which was submitted to us, I believe, last week. It was passed on by the Planning Board last week. And they made their recommendations, which I believe we wanted to adopt. I have a motion to adopt those recommendations.
Move.
You have a second?
Second.
Could you please call the roll?
Ms. Bona.
Aye.
Mr. Impelazzari.
Aye.
Ms. Lapode.
Aye.
Ms. Malkin.
Aye.
Mr. Tickman.
Aye.
Other old business, the fire department came to us at the last meeting with some recommendations for chief and assistant chief. We declined to accept their recommendation for chief, gave them the opportunity to come back with another name. Has anybody come up with?
First of all, Chief, apologize.
Could you please just come up to the microphone? It's okay. Name and address and.
My name is Sam, for you guys that don't know me. I live on 7 Homestead Lane. We met and we spoke about, you know, we were all well informed on what the meeting was previously. And we all unanimously agreed that we were going to keep our line officers the same. A lot of us weren't well informed on why exactly you did it. Me personally, I never was told to quit the fire department at any point in time under any circumstance. So, you know, removing our chief from what I consider a rumor is something that we didn't agree upon.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we have a couple of options here. Okay. Option number one is we appoint the current assistant as the chief. Option number two, I'm not suggesting these as viable options, but I'm giving you all of them. Option number two is to have a further conversation, although I'm not sure that's going to change the facts at all. I should note that, option number three, obviously, is to simply move to Millstone. And we've had some of those discussions, which would involve dissolving the fire department, which I'm clearly not in favor of. We have, and Sam, I guess for purposes of completeness, I should point out that it was line officers who called and asked for a meeting and told us that the firefighters were being asked to resign. I have a text that was sent to other chiefs in other fire departments from your chief saying he was telling everybody to quit and they should go there. And I have a text from him in which he states not only that the intent is to dissolve basically the fire department, but also not to respond. That is at best unprofessional, at worst illegal. It's not a personal issue, number one. Number two, among the duties of the fire chief are to maintain the fire department, to keep it in readiness, and to respond to fires. If you are trying to break it apart, that's not part of that duty. I am sorry that you think that they were sheer rumors, but I assure you, I made phone calls.
I wasn't at the meeting personally.
I understand
what you're saying.
But I would also like to say that one of the difficulties, and I have been thinking about this for probably the past 2 weeks, is that I'm looking at the firefighters who are here today. They are mostly the line guys, the younger guys, right? You guys worked hard.
We do.
I mean, you went to school, you went to training, you want to fight fires, you want to be on the fire department, and you want to be on a fire department here. Okay. That's what I want. Okay, I have worked on this fire department, as some of you may know, unfailingly for over 7 years.
Right.
And the last thing I want is for the fire department to be dissolved or for us to go to another town.
Well, that
we have a limited number of choices.
That actually brings me up to my next topic. I was going to save it for public comment, but it seems appropriate here.
Well, if it's about this particular issue, it's appropriate here.
Yes, it is. It's about one of the options you mentioned about.
Okay.
Okay. So many of you have been in that building. I put my gear on. I smell like mold for the next 5 hours. The fact of the matter is that building incapacitates us, and we've all spoke about this as a group as well. 30 days from today, which I believe is February 3rd, if that building is there's no concrete evidence that's going to show that I'm not going to put my gear on and smell like mold or my gear is going to be wet, we unanimously agreed that we're going to stop responding.
Okay, so you would at the end of 30 days, if the building is not rebuilt, you would simply resign. You can't not respond. You're either a member or you're not.
We resign.
Okay. Thank you.
We need...
If there's not a concrete plan...
A plan of some sort. We need something, because we appreciate the council. You know, you guys have really been fighting for us just for something. I don't know who hasn't been in the building, but the building is ridiculous. Something a humidifier is not going to fix. We're not asking for a $600,000 building. And in the first case, we never asked for a $600,000 building. It wasn't something we proposed. Mm-hmm. We're just asking for something that is safe. That building is unsafe. If we brought OSHA into that building, we would be shut down anyway. We can't operate out of that building. There's no running water. There's no heat. There's mold everywhere. There's water all over the floor. So pretty much that's what we're saying. If okay. we don't see improvement within 30 days, we have no other choice. I'm not getting sick from going in that building and staying in that building.
Okay. We appreciate your comments. I don't disagree with any of them. Nonetheless, we have to make a decision about the chief.
Of course.
Well, so if I can interject. What the ordinance says is that those appointments are subject to confirmation. Mm-hmm. So I suppose you could vote to confirm those all but one, if that is the intent, in which case...
basically, that would make Chris Sook the chief.
It does say that in the absence of a chief, powers devolve upon the assistant fire chief.
We're no longer in public. Sorry. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion either way? Anyway.
You want us to move to confirm all but the chief?
That is certainly an option. Yes. I would support that.
I move to confirm the list of officers for the mm-hmm. Roosevelt Fire Department, except for Chief Archer.
Second?
Yes, second.
Can we call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Impelizzeri?
Aye.
Ms. Lapote?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tecte?
Aye.
New business. Do we have any new business, ladies and gentlemen?
This isn't really business, but can we just confirm that our next meeting is January 28th, the fourth Monday, instead of
yes.
every other week?
That's business.
Yeah. Well, it's not important business.
Right. In other words, that we're not having three meetings this month. Yeah. Are we all in agreement on that?
Yeah, that we...
25th, though, isn't it?
25th. So it is the last Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, 25th.
Yeah. Whatever the fourth Monday is.
Right.
The 25th.
Okay. All right. There being no other new business and before public comment, I just wanted to make a very brief statement. This is probably not the most auspicious way and time to start a new administration. We just lost a very good... We just had a resignation, that didn't sound like his death, resignation of a very valued council person. We have some really substantial problems. We have a whole slew of abandoned houses. We have to figure out some way to fix that. And, you know, one of the things we've been looking at, directing to Sam, is perhaps using our new ordinance to acquire a building to facilitate offices for fire, first aid, OEM. It's one of the options. Our second and far and away is our water and sewer issues. The sewer, pardon the bad pun, but the sewer is going to kill us one way or another if we don't do something about it. And I have ultimate faith in Jill Lapote's ability and concentration on this matter. But it's going to be very tough, and we're going to have to make some very tough decisions over the next 4 years. And I hope that we can all make them together. I think that there was a very good example in the town of Haddonfield where every document was, not only was every document circulated, but everything was considered by all parties. I can assure you that anything that is done on that will be put up to a vote. And since we all have to work together, that leads me to another issue. I have not seen this much animosity in all of the time that I have lived in Roosevelt. It is nasty, it is personal, and I am asking all of you to please sit back a little bit, take a deep breath, realize that this was a political and financial issue and not personal, and you're going to live with these people for a long time because they're going to live next to you, they're going to live down the street. So please try very hard to get along. And not wanting to end on that, I'm going to end on municipal infrastructure. We need some, and that's also going to be one of our big challenges over the next several years between the parking lot over there, the parking lot over here, the roads, the issues that we're trying to get in flashing lights to slow traffic. There's a whole series of issues out there that are going to have to be faced, stormwater among them. So we're going to work very hard on getting all of that done as reasonably inexpensively and as efficiently as possible. And I am done pontificating. One other matter under new, we have been asked to board up the gas station, as in fixture permanently, don't let anybody in, okay? That request came from a number of places, including the state police, so I suggest that we try to do it. So I'm going to ask that our Public Works, who is Public Works today?
That would be me.
That would be you. if you could arrange for either our people or for KTK to figure out some way to just permanently board that, or at least make the locks effective. Okay, we now come to public comment. Do we have any comments from the public today? Yes, Tim.
Tim Curry, Three Pine Drive. Most of you obviously know who I am. You know, I'm not saying I don't like Chris. I love Chris to death. But considering the decision about the assistant chief, have you talked to him about being chief? Because we sat here for 4 hours the other night, and I actually nominated him to be chief, and he turned it down because he wasn't ready. He's not experienced. He's been in Roosevelt for forever, and he's had one fire in the last, he's had one real house fire. Dan Archer, yes, he might have sent those text messages out, and I saw them with my own eyes because my chief of my other department showed me them, and his at least said that he was going to advise us to quit because he was upset, he was mad, he was frustrated about the building. He spent 13 years on this fire department, and all he wanted was some sort of place to put those trucks that we worked our butts off for the last year and a half on. It was completely out of anger, and as the fire department, for 3 hours we were sitting here the other night, and we all came to the conclusion that Danny is the most experienced fireman we have in this fire department, and my opinion, he is one of the best fire chiefs in Monmouth County that we have, besides Jimmy Carbon and Millstone. And if you ask, Jimmy Carbon came in here, he would tell you the exact same thing. We asked Chris. Chris said no, he'll be assistant for until Danny decides that he's had enough. This way, Chris is learning from one of the best chiefs in Monmouth County. And Danny was on, at 18 years old, was on Hightstown for 13 years. Trust me, I've been on Hightstown for a year and a half, and I've had more experience than most guys in this fire department. I know what Danny's talking about. I know where he's coming from. And his dad was chief over there, and Danny is the best bet for this town, not just for us, for everybody in this town. Because it's a text message. Just let it go, just like you said about the building. Let it go. He's the best bet for this fire department, the best bet for this town, and I strongly agree that he should be our fire chief.
I will tell you that I did meet with him and several other line officers. That's how this started. And I asked specifically the question, would you be chief? And the answer was yes.
Well, he said no the other night. So
I'm not disagreeing with you. I would be willing with anybody else on this council or alone to sit down and have a heart-to-heart with Mr. Archer. Okay?
So before we make your decision, I think you guys should
talk
about it.
That decision has been made for the moment. At the moment, he can't be chief. Okay. However, that doesn't mean we can't sit down, have a conversation with him, see if there's some way that we can reach an accord that would allow him to be chief, if that's in the best interest of the town. Is that fair enough?
I guess so. It's a big mistake, but whatever you guys want to do. Yeah.
Thank you.
Tim, based on your conversations, do you believe this is still his position, or do you say it was something he just said in anger or wrote in anger, but he may not mean it?
He just said it in anger. He said the other night, he said to us the other night in person, he said, if you guys are willing to stay, I'm staying. I want to be your chief. I want
to. Okay. Would he be willing to, you know, send out a notice note to the to whoever he sent the message to, and let us know that was not that he's reconsidered that statement and that's not his position now. That's why the action was taken was based on that position and that being his statement. So if that's not his position anymore, we should know that.
The only reason that he was saying that was because he was getting the hint that some of us were going to step down, and he said if some of us were going to quit, then he was going to go with us. And we all decided that we were all staying and we were going to work this out and we were going to get what we wanted eventually, and he said to us in person that he was staying and he's along for the ride. So,
So let's sit down and have that.
Let's clarify this, and I would feel if this is indeed if his true position is, you know, that what he said before was said in anger, was said in haste, it was not his real feeling, or is not now his real thinking, then I think that we did what we did based on that would no longer have to be reconsidered.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're all in the same wavelength. Yeah, sit down with him.
Make sure I understand that.
Yeah. Don't have him send out anything until he's had a chance to talk.
That was all that was.
Anybody else from the public? Oh, I'm sorry.
So, Jeff, let me just try and make this clear for the folks that are in that are here from the fire department. What the council did was that we did not act on appointing someone as chief. Okay? We did not act on that. What we did do is we confirmed all of the other appointments, including assistant chief. In the absence of appointing somebody as chief, the assistant chief acts as chief. But we simply left that blank at this moment, and we'll go back and we'll have a discussion and we'll see if we want to change that. But just be really clear about what we did tonight.
Thank you. No, we won't.
Any other comments from the public? Mr. Clark.
Bob Clark, Lake Drive. I just want to urge the council to seriously consider the suggestion of Jeb Shawn at the last council meeting that there be a committee established to look into the emergency services issues completely, do proper due diligence on need and costs, and advise the council accordingly. Thank you.
Ms. Patel.
I just wanted to congratulate all of you at the table and express again my appreciation of all the hard work and wonderful services you've provided for this community over the last numerous years, and say that I think you have a very strong council and an excellent mayor, and I wish you all the very best of luck.
Thank you. And stop gloating. Any other comments from the public? Do we need a closed session for anything?
No, none of them.
Do I have a motion?
Sure.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. There are cookies and other things in the back, including gluten-free.
Those of you that took those, you have to fill these out.